21. Marked as ready. Proconsul Caecaltus Dusk has been selected. Proconsul Uzcarel Ophite has not. Or rather, they both have, but not for the same duty. Uzcarel will remain at his post and will assume direct command of the Heteron sentinels in the throne room during the absence of the Captain General and Tribune Diocletian. Caecaltus will assume direct command of the Heteron sentinels assigned to their king's company for the assault. Neither of them regards the Captain General's choices as favour or disfavour. Uzcarel does not feel passed over, nor does he resent his brother sentinel's selection. Caecaltus does not register pride or feel singled out for special preference. They are Legio Custodes. They are nothing like the other warriors fielded in humanity's cause. They are precision instruments of absolute focus, refined and conditioned way past such trivial distractions as pride or envy or disappointment or ambition. All that they are, their minds, their souls, their wills, is forged into one quality. All that they are, and it is so very much, is concentrated into unqualified faithfulness. Not for them the tawdry rivalries and passions that seem to flash so very often among the Astartes, always feuding and boasting and seeking to outdo each other. Uzcarel and Caecaltus both deem Astartesian behaviour bafflingly counterproductive, though they seldom spare it any thought at all. Uzcarel and Caecaltus do not even exchange glances when Caecaltus leaves his eternal post in the throne room. No farewell, no wishing of good fortune. At the silent signal, Caecaltus just removes his helm and starts walking away, pausing only to meet his replacement, sentinel companion Dolo Lamora. They pause, touch their bowed foreheads together, then continue on their separate ways. The forehead touch is not a greeting or a gesture of respect. It is merely a rapid neurosynergetic transfer that instantly acquaints Dolo Lamora with the circumstantial detail of Caecaltus's vacated post, as though he had been standing there himself all this while. Uzcarel Ophite does not look up to watch Caecaltus go, nor does he look up to see Dolo Lamora arrive. He is simply aware of the situational change. His concentration and alert remain pure. In the arming chambers below, two full war companies of Legio Custodes are priming for war. Valdor's Assault Company and the Companion Company that will flank the King of Ages. In truth, there is little to do, for every Guardian has been fully and permanently war-ready for months. Weapons, cells, plate seals and armour systematics are simply checked and approved by white-clad adepts. Only a handful, like Diocletian and the Captain General himself, who have been in recent combat, are obliged to submit to more thorough attention. Weapons are reloaded, cells recharged, blades re-edged. Damaged plate components are cleaned, refinished, repolished, or entirely replaced. Minor wounds are treated. Dirt, grease, and blood are washed away. Perfection of war gear ensures perfection of performance. It is almost silent in the Custodes' arming vault. No one talks. Caecaltus Dusk submits to inspection. Serfs take his Paragon spear and his Praesidium shield aside for examination. Diagnostics check his sensoria, his refractor system, and his Aare Shrike device. Scanners play inquisitive light across every segment and component of his ornate Aquilon pattern plate. The check seems to take longer than usual.
Done?
Caecaltus asks. The adept supervisor nods, but asks that the proconsul's breastplate be removed for cleaning.
Why?
Caecaltus asks. To wash away minute traces of an unknown organic residue, he is told. Caecaltus looks down at his golden chest plating. The old man. The spittle on his finger. The mark's not visible anymore. It barely ever was. No, says Caecaltus. Past ready, Caecaltus walks through to the inner chamber. He passes the companions assembling in the holding area. Marked as ready, they draw up in perfect silent rows, steady as statues in the amber light. From the arming chamber, across the wide hallway outside, Caecaltus hears the chosen company of Imperial Fists Astartes taking their oath of moment. The voice of a Huskarl leads them. An instant timbre tone match with Caecaltus's mental archive identifies the voice as Diamantis, an adequately proficient warrior for a space marine. Human voices, human customs. The Legio Custodes need no such rituals, no bold evocation to summon up courage. The voices fade behind him. The proconsul reaches the inner chamber. Few are let in here. The armourers are finishing their work. From the threshold, Caecaltus finally sees something that causes him to register a flicker of emotion. His heart rate shifts imperceptibly for 2 or 3 seconds. Then he hears a step behind him and turns at once. His paragon spear sweeps instantly to guard position.
You cannot be here, he states simply.
But I am, says Sanguinius. And you will let me pass.